Okay, so Simon is wondering what to do. It's dark, there's a snowstorm. He's not sure that he can hang on much longer. And if he falls, well, he'll die, and Joe will die as well. Joe's at the bottom of this rope waiting for Simon to fall. Yeah, he knows that sooner or later Simon won't be able to hang on, and they're both going to go tumbling down into this void. And then Simon remembers he's got a knife in his pack, and he decides to cut the rope. And this has been the crucial point of the story, in a way. This is the pivotal point of the story. In the book, Simon says that actually it was instinctive. He didn't have to deliberate. He realized that he had a knife. It was obvious. It was obvious what he needed to do, which was to cut the rope. And it was also obvious to him that that meant that Joe died, that he let his friend drop and die. And perhaps it's a bit like Vedanya's jade gate, or Xuanzang's jade gate. This is the point of no return, in a way. This is the decisive moment. And it's interesting, I find it interesting that this rope that had been, in a way, a symbol for their security, interdependence, their friendship, has now become a tie that threatens to kill the both of them. And what has to happen is that it needs to be cut. It needs to be cut so that at least Simon can live, one of them can live. And so he cuts the rope. In the book, it said that he just has to touch the rope with the knife, and it's so taut and cold, it just snaps. Yeah, there's no effort almost needed. You just touch the rope with this knife, and it snaps. So I had a few reflections on that. Well, the first one that came to mind is just our need for decisiveness. Sometimes we need to just act, don't we? Sometimes you can hang on not acting until it's too late. It becomes too late to then do anything creative. So sometimes, even though the decision doesn't seem easy, or even you don't know if it's the right one, sometimes we have to act. The key thing, though, is that Simon takes responsibility for his action. Throughout the rest of the book, you see that he takes responsibility for cutting this rope. He knows that it's an action that he'll be criticized for in this mountaineering community. He knows that people will say, "You lived, so you saved your own life, but killed your friend." And this solidarity, which is so essential in the mountaineering community, you broke that. You transgressed some sort of unwritten rule in doing so. He knows this, but he takes responsibility. He decides that this is the sensible thing to do. And so all I'm saying is that perhaps at times, at crucial times in our lives, where we do have to make decisions that we don't know are going to be the right ones, perhaps all that we can do is take them and try and take responsibility for them, for the consequences of them, even though we can't foresee them. If we find ourselves getting into blaming ourselves, blaming other people, blaming the situation, then probably we're not taking sufficient responsibility. I think there's something critical about the spiritual life in that. Because we want it all to be worked out for us, don't we? We want somebody else sometimes to make that difficult decision for us so that we can blame them later when it goes wrong. Yeah? And Simon does make it back to base camp. He does make it back. He's racked with guilt. At times, he doesn't know what to do with himself. He's racked with guilt. He does actually look for Joe, but can't see him. So as on his descent, he looks for Joe, can't see him, decides he's dead, and makes it back to base camp. On the way back, he considers lying to Richard, remember, who's back at base camp. He considers lying and saying, "Look, Joe fell fell into a crevasse, and that's all that happened. Yeah? Because if he did that, then he wouldn't have to face all this criticism, all this awful publicity. He keeps thinking of Joe's mother. What's he going to say to Joe's mother? I cut the rope. You know, is he going to have the guts to say that to her? So he considers lying and then decides to tell the truth. He decides that actually he has no choice but to tell the truth.